Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Where's he at? There he is. Oh, had a hard time finding him this morning.
You know what? You didn't look underneath the desk here, buddy.
Yeah, I was taking a nap. Sleeping under there.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, not bad.
Good. Yeah. Good. You have a good night last night?
We did. Yeah, we had some good volleyball. Good volleyball at River Valley last night.
Yeah.
Good crowd on hand. There always is when those two teams meet.
They are. They are.
So we enjoyed that.
I was in Wazika with Kickapoo over there. Had a freshman game at 5, a JV game at 6, and a varsity game to follow. So
you're busy,
full of volleyball.
Yes.
Yeah. So I worked with a young lady. Her name was Elizabeth Garfoot. Does Garfoot ring a bell for you?
It does ring a bell.
In the Seneca area.
Seneca. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Young lady. She is married from Prairie du Chien. What year did she graduate? 2014 or 15. She goes, I know you. And I said, did you play basketball? She goes, yeah. She goes, that's it. You're an official. I said, oh.
Yep.
She goes, and I said, I'm sorry. She did a really nice job. Her first varsity game. So she did a really nice job. So congratulations, yeah. Elizabeth. And
nice to get some young folks
yes,
in there.
Yes, it is. I mean, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy last night after the match come down and say, he pats me on the shoulder. And it was a fan from Kickapoo. And he turns around and he goes, are you Hank? At first I was going, oh, boy, what have I done now?
Uh-huh.
He goes, are you Hank? And I said, depends on who wants to know. he goes, no. He goes, are you Hank? I said, yes, I am. He goes, hey, me and my wife, or me and, we listen to you every morning. He goes, you and Phil. He goes, really appreciate
cool.
that. So, but yeah, it was kind of cool. That. Yeah.
So, absolutely.
So.
They didn't throw darts at you or anything.
Well, that's, lawn darts.
Oh, lawn darts. Yeah, they don't make those anymore. You can find them. They're illegal.
They were legal for some. You can actually find some of those.
Really?
Yes, you can. Should we get some and play with?
Well,
we could play darts in here and let Joanne hold the target.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like with her football team.
I loved jarts. I think is what they're actually.
Is it jarts?
Lawn jarts.
Okay.
I loved those, but some irresponsible kids threw them up in the air and it came down. You know, and it's not a good thing.
You know, we could play grown-ups darts. You ever seen the movie Grown-Ups where they shoot the arrow way up in the
air? Oh, yeah. I used to do that as a kid until my dad
answers a lot of questions.
Put the kibosh on it. No. Didn't hit me or anything.
No.
Almost hit a cow once, so that was enough.
Oh.
Yeah, that was enough for...
That wouldn't have been nice for...
No, dad was not pleased.
No. So anywhere tonight? Are you off tonight?
Let me see. What are we doing? Maybe doing a little mowing.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I've been putting it off, and it's kind of like my haircut. You know, I need a haircut, too. It's kind of stribly, you know, and it needs to be leveled off.
You know, I get a haircut every other week. Do you know that?
Whether you need it or not.
Whether I need it or not.
Yeah. How do you tell, you know, when you need one? Because there really is never a hair out of place on Hank's head.
Well, the thing of it is, and I live by this rule. I've told you this before. You only have one chance to make a first impression.
Ah,
uh-huh. So I live by that.
Yeah.
But I mean, with this face here,
right?
I'm already down one.
Okay.
Because as long as the hair is okay,
right.
Maybe I can even that out.
Right. Right.
So, but anyway,
I just need to trim my eyebrows so I can see again. And
are you under there?
Yeah, I am. So,
hey, I've got some clippers. I could help you.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't. I don't trust you with clippers.
Why?
Uh-uh.
That's hurtful. Hurtful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hank.
So you got Alea duty tonight, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Might learn something. Alea's birthday is tomorrow, I believe.
Ooh, do I get to sing happy birthday?
Four years old. No. But we're having a little party for her on Saturday, so it'll...
Can I sing happy birthday to her tomorrow? Or?
No. And we're going to cut that off. But anyway, Allison said, she said, no more toys. She's got enough toys. Well...
Come on.
I'm her grandpa.
Come on.
What fun is that?
Yeah,
every kid wants toys for their birthday. And if she has to leave them at my man cave, she can leave them at my man cave. But I'm buying her toys.
I dropped the Bears defense last night.
Yeah.
Dropped them. Mm-hmm. They're done.
Yep.
June's Bears defense done.
They're done.
Done.
Yep.
Never coming back around.
Yeah, it didn't make the wire, but Phil's fantasy team, it was a day of cuts. It's like, nope, Greg Zuerlein, you're done. You get the pink slip.
I was
out of here. Pittsburgh Steelers defense, you're done.
It was like yesterday you were on, like, you were telling everybody what to do.
They were done.
Like,
they were, yep.
Henry, right. Take that desk out of here. Henry, put that in here. It was like, wow, I think I'm on his fantasy football team here.
Yeah, right. So,
wow. Yep. Well, today's Hanko.
What have you done for me lately?
Exactly. In the fantasy league, it's like right now.
Right now.
Yes. Yep. So I'm predicted to get 1,100 points, so I'm hoping to get 400 points.
Right. That's about what I've been doing.
And who do I play this week? I can't remember who I play.
I don't know. I can't wait.
I think it's... Is it Granny Joanne's?
Oh, you got to play the best this week then.
I don't know, but she's going down.
Huh.
One way or the other.
Interesting.
We may have to take her phone out. That way she can't do any changes.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Climate change is causing grizzly bears to move north and polar bears south, resulting in grizzlies and polar bears mating. The result, you have pizzly bears.
That's got to be false.
I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You're going to laugh when you read that.
A pizzly bear or growler bear is the offspring of a polar bear and a grizzly bear. What?
It is true.
How come in all my years I've never heard that?
Never heard that.
I've never learned that before. A pizzly bear. Wow. Sounds like some bad candy they made in the 70s that they don't make anymore or something.
Glowing those candy cigarettes.
Or they're a bad cartoon. Hi, I'm Pizzly Bear.
Would you like to own me? I'm only $6.99.
Yeah. Remember Teddy Ruxpin in the 1980s? Had a cassette that went in the back of it.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
I'm Teddy Ruxpin. Yes. You're an idiot, Teddy. Yeah. I never had a Teddy Ruxpin.
No, I can't imagine that, though. That was about your era.
Yeah. What year? 86?
It was in the mid-80s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in between... I was junior high.
Okay.
I was... You focused on other things.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll continue on.
Put your...
I was not doing what you were doing in the 84 year.
84?
Yeah, of mooning. I mean, shining.
I think mine was a little bit earlier in the 80s.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Did they make car windows back then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I didn't know. Until the late 1900s, Philip, shampoo meant a head massage not a hair wash.
I think that's true.
It is true. It comes from Hindu, the word chimpai, meaning to massage or press. Heady stuff there, Phil.
Right. That is heady stuff.
A pack of kittens or cats is called a clowder.
A clowder of cats.
A clowder of cats. Is that Hanko or facto?
I think that's false.
It's a bunch of Hanko. Yeah. A pack of adult cats is called a clowder, but a pack of kittens is called a kindle.
A kindle. Wow. Well,
you've got to be kidding me.
not an electronic device.
Right. Exactly.
A kindle. All right.
The country of Iceland is totally mosquito-free, Philip.
No, that's false.
It is actually a fact.
Is it
a fact? They are zero. This could be the change with the effects of global warming.
Ah, interesting.
Did you also know that Switzerland, I believe it's Switzerland, has no army or navy or air force? Is that true or false?
I know they're a neutral country. I know that...
they are in the... what is that called? You know, NATO. They're in NATO.
Yep. They are. I know that they do have to do military service. I'm going to say that's false.
It's true.
It is true.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's Switzerland, but what I'm thinking is in Switzerland, almost every big country has a base there. So no one's going to pick on Switzerland anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the last 17 years in a row, it's been, awarded the most peaceful country in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful place to stay.
Yeah.
And while on tour in the Alps, too, there are actual caves that they had, they drilled out or whatever, honed out or whatever they did in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So there was like a like an alley where troops could possibly come down there, and they were like in the cave so they could kind of watch and see who was coming down the pike or whatever. Well, so I guess they did have military. So maybe I should have thought about that more.
In 2018, Philip, one Las Vegas gentleman's club, okay, launched robot pole dancers.
Boy, that's got to be true. Is it fact? It's so way out there. Wow.
Read that one.
What does it say?
Well,
a gimmick in the club during the Consumer Electronics Show held in Vegas rather than a permanent feature. They were robot pole dancers. Wow. What do you do? Well, what do you do? I think that's in Austin Powers.
Maybe I could take one home.
Austin Powers. Oh, well.
The start-stop system on a car's engine actually increases the fuel consumption. You know, when you pull up to a stop sign, it automatically stops and then it starts up again. That's what it's asking. The start-stop system on a car's engine actually increases fuel consumption.
That's what I'm saying. That's false.
It is a bunch of hanko. Don't be foolish. With a start-stop system, it's up 15% more gas without the system.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mine does that, or ours does that, and I forget, my son always tells me, shut that off, you're going to wear out your starter. That's what he says, eventually.
He probably would, but I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't give us something to wear something out.
No.
In Arizona, a man sent threatening letters to people saying that they are a family member would be shot by a tranquilizer dart containing the HIV virus if they refused to pay him $2,000.
Really? I'm going to say that's false.
No, that's true.
Is it true?
How sad but true. The money was paid and then picked up by a drone. The police followed the drone and arrested the blackmailer, charging him with several counts of extortion.
Wow.
Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money. Money.
I'm already working on my jokes for Monday, Philip. All right. One last one, but here's a good one, but I'm going to let it go.
You're not going to save it for Monday?
It is a treat for our listeners.
Oh, wow. What a treat. Right.
Got kids who won't clean their rooms, Philip?
Yep.
Buy some black rice and sprinkle it around the room to look like mouse poop. My daughter thought we had a mouse and cleaned her room from top to bottom. Haven't said a word since.
Hey, that works.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
June might try that on me, though, on my man cave.
They might be bigger rice balls. Yeah, it might.
All right.
She might just throw popcorn balls in there. Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.